Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy, and today we're going to be speaking about Evangelical Theology, a Biblical and Systematic Introduction by Michael F. Byrd. And this book is published by Zondervan. Jim, tell us about this book.
Thanks, Camden. This is a new volume out, again, as you mentioned, by Zondervan. Zondervan has produced some relatively heavy-hitting theologies of a systematic nature recently. We're going to talk about another one here soon. We just recently talked about Horton's book, Pilgrim Theology, and then, of course, made brief reference to his larger The Christian Faith. So Zondervan's doing a good job in pumping out some of these larger volumes of heavy-hitting theology from an evangelical perspective. Now, this one, just going through some of the contents real quick, it's a large volume. It is broken up into eight parts. The first part is a prolegomena, beginning to talk about God. And there you'll find your the things that you would expect in a systematic, you know, what is theology, kind of a justification for doing theology, a section on the gospel. I think that you might find some of our concerns that we mentioned in a previous episode on pilgrim theology re-articulated here. Part two consists of the doctrine of God, the God of the gospel, the triune God in being and action. And you're going to go on to part three, where there's going to, again, the gospel theme comes up, the gospel of the kingdom, the now and the not yet. It might be interesting to note that Michael Byrd's, really his area of expertise is in the area of New Testament studies. And here he is going and flirting in the area of systematic theology, which is an interesting and I think a good move. And it actually has precedent in a Reformed theology, doesn't it? For instance, Hodge began as a New Testament scholar and went into systematic theology. Same thing with Warfield and such. And there is an interesting video with Michael Byrd on the Zondervan website where they interview him and talk about this move that he makes from being a New Testament scholar to entering into the area of systematic theology. But I only mention that, Camden, because you find that his understanding of New Testament theology informs everywhere his systematic theology here, which is an interesting move. So part four would be the gospel of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, where he gets into his Christology. Part number five is going to be the gospel of salvation, where he gets into his soteriology. Part six is pneumatology, the promise and the power of the gospel. And, you know, again, you'll notice the gospel theme that is running throughout this particular systematic theology. The gospel makes an appearance verbally anyway in all of the parts. Part seven, the gospel and humanity, which is his doctrine of man, a very interesting move here on the part of Byrd, where he is putting his anthropology towards the end of the volume, whereas oftentimes we find anthropology occurring at the beginning of systematic theologies. After the prolegomena section, you get into the doctrine of creation and the doctrine of man and who man is. So here we find it actually towards the back of the volume. And lastly, part eight, the community of the gospelized, an interesting form of verbalizing or turning the word gospel into a verb here. The community of the gospelized, that's his doctrine of the church, his ecclesiology. And he goes ahead and articulates those things here. Just a couple of other points about the book that may help our listeners determine if this is the type of volume that they would like to pick up. We're talking about a book that is over 800 pages, so it is, again, a sizable volume. If you're looking for a one-volume systematic theology from very much a contemporary evangelical voice, this is one that you may consider. Again, Zondervan, as they do in so many of their books, lay out the book in such a way that there are a number of pedagogical advantages to it. You've got a further reading section at the end of each chapters, which is nice. He makes references to a broad range of scholars, very interestingly, everything from modern-day evangelical Bardians right down to more traditional Reformed evangelicals. It crosses the bridge. You've got study questions at the end of each part, which are also helpful if you're working with a group. And as we mentioned with the Horton volume, there are a number of graphs and tables that you'll find throughout, including these in a nutshell sections where he distills the various positions on various themes, which is, again, very helpful. He's got these kind of apologetic sections. He's got one on page 411 called Is the Cross Divine Child Abuse, where he addresses the issue of the atonement and the modern day criticisms. And then he's got another section like that on page 654, which would make for very interesting reading, A Literal Adam, and addresses the question of whether or not it's important that Adam, referred to in the book of Genesis, is a actual literal human figure on the plane of human history. So again, I don't know, I'm not prepared here to get into a criticism. We probably don't have the time to get into criticisms here of the particular positions that he takes, but you know, just simply to give our listeners a layout of what the volume is like and help them perhaps make an informed decision about whether or not to purchase it and add it to their libraries.
Oh, that's very helpful, Jim. We appreciate the look at this book, Evangelical Theology, A Biblical and Systematic Introduction by Michael F. Byrd, and published by Zondervan. This has been the Reformed Media Review.